good evening. This is Sports Spectrum on 99.5 KKLA. I am Kempton with Rod Schreckengaus and Monique Donnelly. And good evening, Rod.
Yeah, it's good to be here. Just thinking back to our guest we had last week, it was just outstanding. Spending a little time with Carmen. That was just too much.
Too much fun. Yeah. She says, too much fun. It's illegal. This much fun must be illegal. Yeah, I'm really starting to enjoy this time we have together. It's a good time.
Carmen Twilley, if you got a chance, didn't get a chance to, go to our website at worshipfactory.net, get connected, sign up. It is a social networking site as well, but you can also see the guests from last week, this week, next week, perhaps. There is an iPod, iPad, anything you've got. It's also I. So if you want to, you can go ahead and tune in and check it out and listen to the music and listen to the artists that we have each week. And this week we've got Judith Hill too today.
She's amazing. I can't wait to have her in here and pick her brain.
Yeah, I want to mention the reason that we have our radio show is we want to point you to the website. We've created this to be a hub for creatives and people that love worship, to be able to connect and share their resources. So hope you enjoy the show. Hope you love these guests because we're having a great time. But what we really want is for you to get connected and get involved. So please, worshipfactory.net, go there, check it out, and get connected. That means go to the little button. You'll see it there. It says connect. Go ahead and sign up and become a part of the team with that.
But, Rod, is it free, or do I have to pay something?
Well, for the first 100 members, it's free.
The first 1
Just
million.
Kidding. It's free.
First 1 billion.
Free. Sign up.
It's free, so sign up. It is free. And worshipfactory.net. And also, there's no excuse now for you creatives that you can't get connected and also communicate with one another. You know, we always talk about being isolated and all those things, and when we have our conversations here at Worship Factory, but there's no reason anymore. I mean, with the internet and being able to talk and communicate with one another, even if you're in South Africa, you can still communicate via the web.
You know the coolest thing? Our church did a Skype service with a church in Africa. And there is just nothing that this technology that we can't do. We had communion with this church. It was a very cool thing.
It's amazing. You know, last night we were listening to Jeff Vine at the church last night over at Real Life Church. And Pastor Vine was in South Africa for 10 years in a mission field out there. And just an incredible time last night. If you got a chance in real life, if you got a chance to see Jeff Vine as far as a pastor, he's out in San Dimas. Wow, what a great, great heart for God. I mean, unbelievable story. He has a few books out. But it was a great time last night at Real Life Church, Rod.
Yeah, and the point of the series is people who have doubts, we all do. If you believe in Jesus, there's going to be a point in time where you're going to have a doubt if you don't have it right now. And that's what the series is about. These questions that we all share, is God real? Is the Bible real? Is it true? Really great answers to those questions. And I think we want to point out is, as believers, it's okay to be real. God is real. So
God will meet us where we are.
Exactly. So you don't have to be fake. You don't have to become something to become a Christian. You don't have to be good to go to church. All of these things that are, boy, all the stereotypes we want to just kind of throw out the window and say, no, God loves you. He created you. Then he loves you, and he has a plan for your life. That's the key.
Right. I was chatting with a friend, and she was like, you know, I'm so glad God is not offended by me. And it's true. There's no depth that God won't reach to meet our needs and be everything that we need.
And you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. I'm Kempton with Rod and Monique. You know, the interesting thing, Rod, about the website is that the social networking part of it is it's really, really cool. I mean, you can actually navigate and get around and post your stuff and post your video and post your music. And if you've got some artwork, you post your artwork or animation or whatever you may do. An actor could post a scene if they wanted to. It's really, really cool. Just, you know, to get connected at worshipfactory.net and just really use that source.
Yeah, and you can point to your other website. So if you've got Facebook, Twitter, and all those other accounts, and you can even sign up now on our website through Facebook with your Facebook account. So making your job real easy to connect. You don't have to go create a whole new profile. You can point to MySpace or something else, and it's all there, and people can check it out. So it's very easy, and it's free.
You know, we do deal a lot with music. Obviously, creative arts is definitely associated with music, and Worship Factory and worship often is definitely associated with music. And we do a lot of that. Judith Hill, again, who was Michael Jackson's only female lead, really, as far as on the Michael Jackson This Is It tour. The tour that was going to be, anyway, is in studio this next segment with us. But we also have a couple concerts, Rod, that are going to be out at His Way Church in Valencia, California, coming up.
Yeah, in fact, tomorrow, June 5th, we're having our concert Worship on the Lawn. And that's at His Way Community Church in Santa Clarita. The band is The Sky Pilot. This is a couple of guys from Australia. And these are really neat guys, great music. It's going to be a wonderful time. Again, bring your picnic basket. And as I always have to say, a disclaimer, keep your bottle of wine at home for this one, okay? And you just come.
Just this one.
Yeah. And in fact, any other kinds of things like that. This is a church, okay?
It's the church grounds. We're trying to keep it safe.
Yeah, there are kids involved. So, yeah, bring the family.
And the cool thing about these concerts is when you're signing up, you've got these virtual friends, but these provide an opportunity where you can just connect physically and just yep. say, hey, there's my friend on yep. and connect and be able to touch
and
base.
What does it cost? What are the tickets for that?
Free.
I'm sensing a theme here.
It's free.
Wow.
The website is
free. Who does
free.
That anymore?
The Lord has called us to free. He loved and died for us for free.
That's so, right.
Great.
For freedom,
it's like, okay.
You have been set free. That's right.
But we're looking forward to also Matt Brower, which is next coming up next month, which is July the 10th over on His Way Lawn as well, which is awesome with another concert series, part of the concert series this summer. And then our very own Monique Donnelly. Woohoo, in studio. You can actually see Monique for the first time. Well, you may not be able to see her. Depends
hey.
If you have a seat or
hey.
Not.
Hey.
You may have to stand up.
No short jokes.
But
no
anyway,
short jokes.
The fabulous Monique Donnelly and friends, and you just never know who will show up. I want to say this too, Rod. It's amazing what has happened with the guests that we have on the show. We have had such an array of guests that have gone from the top of the entertainment world, if you would. I mean, Carmen Twilley last week. I mean, Lion King doesn't get any bigger than that. Judith Hill today. I mean, you don't get any bigger than Michael Jackson, I'm sorry, as far as God rest his soul.
Yeah, so one of the things I want to point out as we're talking about our website and things is we're often talking about creatives, the creative arts and creative arts ministries. And a lot of people say, well, but I'm not creative, so this means nothing to me. Well, the reason it's called Worship Factory is what's universal for all of us are things like worship. And I got news for you. We're all creative. I used to work in the construction industry, and that was all about overcoming problems. So I had to be creative on a daily basis just being in construction. So we all deal with creativity, and worship's a part of our lives as believers. So let me tell you, there's something for you at Worship Factory.
And you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. I'm Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckenhaus and Monique Donnelly. And again, we are going to be listening to Judith Hill this next segment. And if you got a chance to see This Is It or have not seen This Is It with Michael Jackson, you will know who she is. Her music bio is pretty extensive way before that happened. She's a local gal, if you would, here in the California area, actually lives in the area of Southern California. But I can't wait for that opportunity.
And her heart is just as beautiful as she is, and she is just as talented. I mean, she's a composer. She's amazing, an amazing individual. And we went to church together a while back, and I kept telling her, I'm like, why aren't you famous yet? Why aren't you famous yet? And I knew her day would come, and I finally, when she just got, you know, a moment in the spotlight, I thought, yay, go Judith, go. And we're here to encourage. I get so excited when I see my fellow singers, fellow musicians, creative people, when I see them God blessing their lives, I get excited for them. And we're just here to encourage you. When you've done something good, go, go, go for the glory of God. You know, more power to you. We're excited for you. We want to encourage you and say, yes. Well done. So that's why we're having her here is just to encourage her and just learn from her as well and just hear about her story. So we're excited about that.
And encourage you out there, too, you, the listener. You know, it's the stories of each one of these artists is just amazing. It's just, you know, they can do it and you can do it. I mean, if they've done what they've gone through and they've been able to achieve the accomplishments that they've been able to achieve in their life and all the accolades today, I can guarantee you once upon a time they didn't have those accolades.
Yeah, and I see that so clearly from my life. I grew up in Eagle Point, Oregon. Okay.
Where's that?
Yeah, let me tell you. You can't find it on a map. And, you know, what God has done in bringing me through my life, not near the career of Judith Hill, obviously, but I'm here on the radio, and the process that God's brought me through is to say to everybody else, God has a mission for your life. Mm-hmm. And you really got to think outside the box. You really got to say, God, what did you create me to be? Yeah, Who am I supposed to be?
Press into God and say, and just be real. Like, he's sitting in a chair right next to you. And just say, what do you got for me, God?
Yeah.
I want to hear what you have for me.
And believe that he's got something special.
Right.
And then be willing to listen, too, as well. And that's the main thing. And then step out. And this is Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. And we're going to take you out with a little bit of Matt Brower, talking about Matt Brower on July the 10th at His Way Church up in Valencia, California. Come check out Matt Brower, a good friend of Chris Tomlin. And this is Beautiful Now on KKLA 99.5.